Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Simply making a point. We had a...
Well, I know what your point is, but your point is kind of invalid.
Well, wait a minute. Let's let Biggie decide.
All right. Well, let Biggie decide.
Chris Dan was just saying there's some events going on today, and we have some...
Some of them, unfortunately, are weather-dependent.
Some are, it's fairly cold, and it's rainy here, you know. And this is my birthday, and usually it's pretty good weather on my birthday. My 25th was a disaster. Other than that, it's been good. Cold and rainy. And I got yelled at by our previous boss. I was sitting right here on my 25th birthday, and I left some Chinese food in the hall, and he said, clean this mess up.
That's my birthday, Chinese.
What? I said, it's my birthday. I don't give a goddamn what birthday. Get this crap out. You're stinking up my hallway.
But that's my birthday, Chinese.
People work here. We weren't allowed to eat in the studio, so I ordered a big thing of Chinese because I deserved it, and I was working on my birthday.
They would put little, what do they call them, bar tables
in the hall.
In the hallway so people could stand at the table and eat.
So I was working in a production studio, and I left some of the Chinese in the hall. And he goes,
what's Mr. Wonton doing here?
What's this? And I said, it's my birthday. He said, I don't give two rats.
That's my birthday, lo mein.
It's a broad noodle.
What? Here's what I said. Chris Tim said, it's too bad for some of these outdoor events. Today, it's cold and rainy, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, April's spotty.
Can be.
Usually nice, but can be chilly. Mm-hmm. I always take stock of the weather on my birthday. And my 25th was bad.
Do you have a journal?
Yes. And the 25th, my 25th, and now here we are almost 30 years later, are the two worst weather days that I have can recall. Uh-huh. Plus that Chinese food incident.
Yeah.
And I said to Chris Temp, totally valid point. Remember, Titanic sank in April. Okay?
And I said, that's an invalid point.
It was really cold.
They were in the North Atlantic.
Yeah, they've hit an iceberg that,
It's in April. That's what I'm saying.
It's, really it's cold. Always cold it's in the North
really
Atlantic.
But it wasn't weathered. It wasn't caused by weather.
I feel like if they sailed in July, they'd have been all right.
Through the North Atlantic.
I do. I mean, there may have been an iceberg.
There's still icebergs.
They may have hit it, but I think the water would have been.
Okay, so you're saying the water would have been a little warmer?
In the middle of July, I think it would have been 10 to 15 degrees warmer.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know how warm the North Atlantic ever even gets.
It's the one part of Titanic ignored. If they had gone in July, would more have survived? Would they have even hit the iceberg? I don't know. You know, should they have planned it to go in warmer weather? Are they dodging icebergs in July? Mm. So I made a very salient point about April and...
Biggie, your judgment?
I don't find it...
It's my birthday.
Don't play that
card. Yeah, because you...
Don't you remember what happened on my 25th? Did I not tell you about the Chinese
food? Is that when you changed it? Because now you don't... You know, if people take their birthday off, you eye roll heavy on that. Is that when it changed for you?
Because, the Chinese incident.
Yeah.
That's right. Our man, there's a guy named Steve Finnegan who used to work in this business. May he rest.
Yeah.
He's a totally... Everybody called him Finn Man. Cool DJ. Total opposite of Chris Dim. He told me once, I will never work on my birthday. That's my day. And I was like, cool, good for you, Finn. All right.
All right, Finn, man.
And then I told that to Chris Dev, and he was like, what a lightweight. I'll work on your birthday.
Everybody has a birthday. Get in and work.
Not that big a deal.
I used to go to Vegas on my birthday, and you two really frowned on that.
Big time. It was because your birthday's in January.
Yeah.
It's like you just had Christmas off. What are you doing going on your birthday?
We didn't know he was peaking.
Good point. Now in retrospect.
Yeah, I mean, that was, That was
everything after time, that was downhill.
If you could ever travel again, I would allow.
Yeah.
I was actually
with a friend the other day, so that I said, I said, I really had a great like 26 to 37, and then it all tumbled.
Mm-hmm. Right after you started working here. That's when it started.
First 10 years of this job were great.
Weren't they? Yeah. Well, I thought this is an interesting aside about Titanic. Bill Hader, I think he's really funny.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. I really like. He was now. This is on Howard Stern, and I just read about it. Apparently, he was on yesterday or earlier this week, and they were talking about being fired from jobs. And he told this story that when he was in like high school or college, he worked at a movie theater, like taking tickets, and these sorority girls came, and they were standing in the. They were coming to see Titanic. It was like a week old. They had been in theaters for a week, and they were standing in the doorway. And he said, you need to move. Others need to get through. And they were like, make us Charles Manson. Because he looked, they said he looked like Charles Manson.
Did he have long hair and a beard?
He said, I did look like Charles Manson. No, he did say that. They're like, make us Charles Manson.
Wow. That had to hit.
Pretty good comeback.
Okay, yeah. Right. So he said, seriously, you guys have to move. And they were like, we're not moving. We're in line to see Titanic. And he goes, oh, yeah? Leo DiCaprio dies at the end. Oh. And they said, nah. And he goes, yep, he's frozen at the end, hanging on to a door that the girl is on top of. Because he had seen, obviously.
That can't be real.
He said, nah. And he goes, oh, yeah, ship goes down. He dies. The old lady throws the diamond into the ocean. Nah. And his manager was standing there, and he goes, that's funny, but you are fired.
Yeah.
So he got fired for ruining
spoiling the Titanic.
Very funny, but you are fired.
Ruining the ending of Titanic. I stand by my point that April, if they had sailed in July, things would be a lot better. I'll just say it. I'll stand by it because April can be iffy. A quick email from a P1 who says, you all were recently talking about accidentally texting, or in that case, sexting the wrong person. I have a story about it. The best call that day, this is about a month ago, we had been talking about accidentally texting the wrong thing, especially pictures, and a P1 listener had this to say.
Yeah, I was in the middle of a spicy text to my girlfriend at the time, and my mom texted me in the middle of it, and I didn't notice.
Yep.
And I accidentally sent my mom a picture of my Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I get a text back that says, your father's is bigger. You need to watch who you send text messages to.
Wow. Great comeback from mom. He had literally sent a picture of his junk to his mother, and she says it.
That's funny. You're fired.
Yes. Same type thing. A P1 who wishes to remain anonymous said, you all were talking about this. It just happened to us. I'm 16. My mom and I listen to your show regularly. Recently, my mom meant to send a picture of her poop to my aunt, who is a doctor, but she sent it to my swim coach, who has a similar name.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm mortified. I can't even go to swim practice now. You know?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Your mother's.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I mean, it's a turd. And she wanted her to take a look at it to see.
Is she concerned?
Yes.
Or is this just one of those things that some families compare?
I don't know. I assume
some people just compare.
I assume she was concerned. You think they just compare?
It's foreign to me, but I have seen plenty. Well, this is all fictional, so I can't say this for sure with 100% certainty. But you do hear TV characters, movie characters say, "Honey, get in here.
Just take a look at this.
You're
right.
You see this?
That's right." My roommate in college, my freshman year, had some sort of issue, and his mother asked him when he was in college with me to go through it with a paperclip and report back. There was no readily available camera that he could send a picture, but he would kind of go through it and say, here's what I'm seeing now.
I was going to say, what exactly was he looking for?
I don't know. But he did call her one night and was very detailed on how it looked. Ugh. And he said,
a lot of corn. Well, did you eat corn? I did.
Well, yeah.
Well, he borrowed my paperclip. And I never got it back.
No.
Go ahead and keep that one. By the way, there's more on that on normal looking bowel movements later on the grid in a sports dirt. Surprisingly.
Okay.
Surprising. There's a tease.
There's a tease for you. That's coming up in the next 20 minutes. Meanwhile, another P1 says, I've got some hot takes for you. I know everybody's always making fun of your cold takes. I remember earlier when the national championship in basketball was going on, you said, and I'm quoting now, I just like both teams. That's the coldest take I've ever heard in my life. And by the way, I continue to analyze that game without seeing it.
It still sits unwatched on your DVR.
And it will. For a year till you record over the next or over with the next one.
I was just breaking it down with the Diesel the other night, and he's like, oh, what did you think at the end of the first half? And I was like, well, I didn't actually see it.
What about that foul call?
I haven't seen a play of the game. She says, leave me anonymous, but steal these if you want. Vanilla is the best flavor of all flavors. People can jump on me all they want, but it's the truth. Sorry, you're in denial if you don't think so.
Now, are we talking ice cream or everything?
I think ice cream is how I took it. I do love, I must say. Now, that's If I said it, I think it would come out as a cold take.
It would.
Yeah.
I mean, vanilla's good. Good vanilla's really good. I don't know if it's the best.
I like it. I do like it.
Yeah.
But I'm vanilla.
I think chocolate ice cream is overrated.
Chocolate ice cream overrated. I think I agree.
I love, as a kid, we grew up eating chocolate. I still love chocolate, but I don't love chocolate ice cream.
When I was younger, it was always chocolate. Now, it's vanilla. Yeah. If I'm choosing, I'll take vanilla.
You know, I've always enjoyed just the mix of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a chocolate vanilla.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Both teams.
You're playing for both teams.
But they're great.
Chocolate and vanilla.
Well, you know me. I like to combine.
You can't decide.
I can't.
They're both so good. What can you do?
Well, you know me. I like to shove in a bunch of different things. Remember, I created the Oreo Reese's.
You did do that.
That's true. You invented a milkshake at the cookout.
Yeah. I mean, I'll mix in. Mm-hmm. I like an ice cream full of different things.
He will combine both chocolate and vanilla. Then she says, watch Severance. It's the best show ever on television. Everybody should watch it. Hot take. Biggie's saying no to that. He's giving
did
me
Did you try?
I tried three times.
For Severance?
For Severance. And I'll tell you, I just can't get through the first episode. I want to like it because I really feel like I'm missing the boat with this one. Because everyone says how great it is. It's mm-hmm. funny. I have tried three times to get through the first episode, and I just find it.
Yeah.
Unwatchable.
I don't know.
Nothing about the promos or any publicity that I saw made me want to watch it. I mean, it's like you're but you're split in two, right? There's a part of you that lives the good part of your life and a part that lives the drudge part of your life.
That's exactly right. And you can't remember when you're at work, it's drudgery, and you can't remember your home life. When you're at home, it's great, and you can't remember your work life.
Yeah.
But
you're severed.
Exactly. Your mind is severed. And I have had numerous people recommend it and say it's great.
I mean, and I think Ben Stiller created it. He's a
great.
He's a funny guy. I typically like his work.
I like the actor. It's Adam Scott, who's been in a lot of stuff. And I think he's good. But it doesn't appeal to me when I see it, like you said, when I see the advertisements. She says, here's another hot take you can use. Steal it as your own. Using a bidet is amazing, and everyone should have one in their home. I may try that. I've had so many people recommend bidets to me over the years. It may be time to just splurge and do it.
Yeah, you're going to embrace the lifestyle?
I mean,
is it too late to change your birthday gift, or did you get your scale?
I'm getting my Hume Body Pod scale today, so I wouldn't have changed that because I do want my Hume. But now, when Father's Day rolls around, might want to put a bidet on the
toilet. Here's the thing. You and your wife share
the
master bath. Would the bidet go there, or would she overrule?
I'm not sure how she feels about a bidet. I'd really have to ask her about that, what she thinks about it. I'm not sure. If she's into it, I would put it in the master bath, which is the one we use 95% of the time.
What I'm afraid of is that you'll become like many people who use bidets become.
A tireless
prognostic, you know.
Promoters.
Proponents of
it. Yeah. That's true. Anybody it's like, what's that gym? CrossFit. It's like if you have a bidet or you go to CrossFit, you have to tell
everybody you know. You have to tell 10 people.
Talk about it all the time.
A day.
Exactly. And she says, one more hot take. People who turn their cameras off during Zoom calls are shady and likely naked. I do that. I just we don't have any Zoom calls anymore. But it used to be, and during COVID, everybody would, you know, we weren't here at the office. So everybody was meeting. And I would just put a C up there.
Oh, yeah.
I never wanted anybody to see what I was doing, even though I wasn't doing anything. She says you're doing something nasty. If you turn your camera off, you're doing something.
Our company still has a Monday Zoom call. All the department heads.
Most of them put their face on there, don't they?
Most of them, I think, are face.
We look over the shoulder of one guy who's mm-hmm. doing it. And I never like to see myself, you know, when I was up.
Yeah, it's the unflattering angle.
It's awful. Susan, you're talking about bidets. Go ahead.
Hey, I have one in my spare bathroom and my master bathroom. And I absolutely love it.
I've heard a million people say that. I don't know why I haven't just done it, you know? It's not that unaffordable either.
I don't either.
It's fairly...
I hate to be graphic, but it gets everything off.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't have to wipe as much.
Yeah, exactly. And what's the price? Is it reasonable?
Oh, gosh, yeah. On Amazon, I would say like $30-some. And they're easy. If we can install it, anybody can install it.
Now, did you get the kind that warms the water, or you just use straight cold water?
Mine's just cold, but I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother my husband either.
Yeah, you're strong. You're a strong woman.
Because we remember they put them here in the building 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the commodes.
Yeah.
For like a test.
Yeah.
And it did not work. But it was ice cold water.
It was. It was cold. But she says, Susan says, thank you, Susan.
Doesn't bother her butt.
No. And many people tell me that. It's just the one that you can grab, like she said, $40. You put it on the toilet. It's cold water, but it gets rid of all the stinky. Mm. And then you don't have to wipe so hard. And you know, when I was going through my issues with my backside, that's when a lot of people recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't done it, basically just out of, you know, it's a hassle or whatever. But once you do it, I bet it totally changes your life. A bidet. I've had so many people say that. And
yeah.
They're becoming way more embraced here in the United States.
I'd rather save up and get one of those Japanese toilets.
Those are really expensive.
That's what I want.
The
Toto.
Yeah. Well, now I do know somebody with that. My wife's uncle has that, and that is nice.
It starts singing to you when you walk in the room. It opens up, flushes itself, cleans itself.
Yeah, all of that.
Hey, have a seat. What kind of music would you like?
Warm.
You want some Miles Davis?
Does all of that. And it's perfectly temperature controlled.
Dries you.
Washes you and dries you.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing. Kevin, you're talking about bidets. The hot take from a P1 was, get a bidet, you'll never look back. Go ahead.
Yeah, but when you get the bidet, mm-hmm. don't turn it off. There's like levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn it all the way up because it's going to go right up your butt.
Okay. Good advice.
So make sure you turn it down to like a low level, like 3 or 2 or something.
Good advice.
Not 11.
Not 11. Somebody told you, it'll come out your nostrils. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Fair warning.
Yeah, start low and work up.